Hello everyone, it is me, Baby Kitten, and today I am doing, can you guess it, another questionnaire. Today I'm doing Sparkle's November questionnaire. I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, these are some interesting questions, so I has to do it. So, number one, if the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? Oh my gosh, let me check. Let's see. It is. It's to one of my best friends, and it says, I love you like Kanye loves Kanye. So that's what it would be called. Number two, what is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? What is the physical feature you notice first on another person? What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Well, I have two that I get complimented on the most, because it's a tie usually. It's my eyes and my butt. A physical feature I notice first is their eyes or their smile. And what physical feature do I like the most about myself? Probably my. I'd say my eyes. I really like the color of them. They're blue and they sparkle a lot. Yeah, like ice. Number three, describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. I look for trust. I look for humor. I look for ambition. They have to be a little bit nerdy because I am, and they have to like creamy peanut butter over crunchy peanut butter because that's just disgusting. Number four, what celebrity do people say you look like? What is a celebrity you sound like? Oh, no one really says I look like anybody. I got like Meghan Trainor once, and I was like, what? No, I don't. But no one else said that I looked like her. It was just that one person, so I don't know. And so I sound like, no one's really said that to me, actually. No one said I sounded like somebody. This is a really boring answer. Number five, what is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? You can't say GWA. Probably that I'm... Let me think about this. Probably that, well, usually I don't bring up my kinks to people. People probably wouldn't think that I'm kinky AF, so I'm into some weird shit, guys. Some crazy shit. Number six, what is your favorite thing about the month of November? Thanksgiving. That's my favorite. Oh my gosh, mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey and ham and green bean casserole. I'm so ready. I'm gonna get so fat, but I'm so ready. Number seven, what's something you wish you could say to someone but never had the guts to? Don't worry, what happens on GWA stays on GWA. To a certain someone from Baby Kitten, I really, really like you, but shy, but you're actually like really, really amazing, and yeah. And that I wish you would know that people care about you a lot and you're special to a lot of people. That's what I would say. Number eight, tell me a funny story that happened to you while you were intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. I've only been intoxicated like a couple of times, so I don't really have a lot of funny stories. Actually, it wasn't, I'm going to say, like, under the influence, because the first time I smoked weed was sophomore year of high school, and it was right after Thanksgiving, and I was at my friend's house, and she still had a whole, like, apple pie left over, and so I got, like, super duper hungry, and I ate the whole entire pie by myself with ice cream, the whole thing, and it's not, like, one of those small pies, it's, like, a family-sized pie. I ate the whole entire pie, and then the next day, I woke up, and I, like, threw up everywhere. It was too much, and my friend's like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have eaten the whole pie, and I was like, but it was so good, though, and then her mom, like, came in and was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm just fine, just a little sick. She's like, okay, and then she went downstairs, and she's like, who ate the apple pie? And I was like, so, good time. It was a good time. Number 9. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind? I guess I would like to be remembered as someone who's very caring and helpful to people, and just an all-around good person that always was there to help. That's, like, my goal, to always help somebody. So, yeah. Number 10, what GW artist would you like to grab a beer with in real life? Oh my gosh, I like a ton. I can't just, like, pick one. Or, like, I can't just pick, like, a few. But if I had to, here are the people. I would say Mr. Tinkles, because he has the best puns of all time. Little Mako, because she's just freaking adorable. Penny, because she's just, like, the best, and her laugh is, like, great. If you've never heard her laugh, guys, it gives you, like, more years to your life. If you just listen to her laugh, like, once, it's the greatest thing ever. Deli Lucky 7, because obviously he's great. There's another one. Oh. Mitha Bacon, because he's just great. I like his voice, and he's a cool guy. So, that's my group of people. And that's the last question. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll listen to y'all later. Bye.